Hello friends, good to have you with us this afternoon. Well, as far as we're concerned, it's early in the morning. It's very, very cold. It's about 2 degrees below zero. There's wee specks of snow floating about here. My fingers are freezing. I can hardly feel my legs. But here we are anyway, for your benefit, trying to do these low-budget, hopefully high-impact devotionals. Thank you for joining us. We're here in Lisburn, at the top of what is known as Piper's Hill. Reed's Shoe Shop, which has been here for years, is on my left. Some of you will remember that well that live in the locality. This is one of the oldest streets in the town. It ran years ago right across to Hill Street on the other side. And it's called Piper's Hill because in the Battle of Lisnagarvey in 1641, there was a soldier, a piper, who had his head blown off. He was decapitated. And his head is supposed to have rolled down this hill. And for many years, people said it was haunted and all sorts of other things. But there you are, a little bit of gruesome local history. But in the Word of God, we read about a couple of men who lost their heads. One was Goliath. You remember the giant that stood against the children of Israel every morning and every evening, and defied the children of Israel and defied the living God and had Israel running scared. And then David, a shepherd boy who had proved God in the secret place, stood before Goliath in the name of the Lord God Almighty and took a sling and a stone, hit Goliath between the eyes, and then took Goliath's sword and cut off Goliath's head. And then in the New Testament we have the story of John the Baptist. What a man of God John the Baptist was, filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. We believe that John the Baptist was a Nazarite. He was separated unto God. He was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He had such a wonderful testimony that after his death, the Lord Jesus Christ said concerning him, "Among them that are born of woman, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist." That's what the Lord had to say about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, his life's testimony was, he must increase, Christ must increase, but I must decrease. Now, John the Baptist wasn't afraid to preach against sin. The Word of God says that King Herod heard him gladly. There was something about the earnestness and the fiery preaching of John the Baptist that resonated in the heart of King Herod. But while he liked to listen to the preaching, right to listen to this eccentric preacher, he wasn't willing to amend his lifestyle. Herod was involved in an adulterous relationship, and John the Baptist exposed that, challenged him about it, said it's not lawful for thee to have that woman. She is married to somebody else. And because of that, John the Baptist was put into prison, and his preaching ministry therein ended. But shortly after he was put into prison, you might recall the story as it's recorded in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, that Herod threw a great party. And this mistress of his, Herodias, had a daughter who came in and she danced, essentially, before King Herod. He lost control of his wits and his senses. And he promised this girl that if he offered her anything, that he would give it to her. And to get revenge on John the Baptist, she says, "Bring me the head of John the Baptist on a charger." And we read then in Mark chapter 6 that John was beheaded in prison. You see, the thing about John the Baptist was he was faithful throughout his entire life to the cause of Jesus Christ and to the Word of God. He wasn't in it for money, he wasn't in it for position, he wasn't in it for reputation. He simply lived to the glory of Almighty God. He was faithful unto death. And the Word of God says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." And these are days whenever God is calling us to faithfulness. I wonder, are you a faithful Christian? Or do you just go with the flow and do what everybody else does? Or will you be like John the Baptist, filled with the Holy Ghost, separated unto God, faithful to Christ, faithful to the Word of God, and obedient unto death? What a challenge. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us.